earth and sky.
That's time now to act and find ways to provide the world with energy while mitigating the negative consequences of CO2 on the temperature of the planet.
You're listening to Jan van der Eyck, Chief Technology Officer for Shell. Dr. van der Eyck spoke of an independent report from 2007 indicating that existing and emerging technologies could, by the year 2030, reduce global atmospheric CO2 by 25% of today's levels.
Now, we are having a whole spectrum of projects. Our biggest in-house effort, so to say, is to make sure that we ourselves produce as low an amount of CO2 as possible.
In other words, making oil refineries more energy efficient, said van der Eyck. He also spoke of carbon capture and storage, where CO2 emissions are gathered at the surface and permanently stored underground. Oil refineries and other industries could lower their emissions as the storage of CO2 underground is tested and advanced.
So in general, we feel that we would like these projects to move forward more aggressively than they're doing today, and it's very much has to do with the need to build up frameworks, legal frameworks, but also societal acceptance of the testing.
More about energy at our website. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.